What's good, listeners? Welcome to the Chris College Show, Millennial Bunker Edition, programming live out of Los Angeles, California. How you doing, Marissa Pitts? How's it doing, ma'am?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing real good. I always like a good start to a Friday because you know what that means, right? A lot of brand new music. And let me tell you, I know anybody that's a big hip hop fan, you should be excited because we might as well get going on it right now. We always like to do this at the top of the show because on this day, today, Megan Thee Stallion's brand new album, Traumazine, is out today, including Rod Wave's brand new LP, Beautiful Mind, as well as The Game's Drillmatic out today. And I kind of giggled, Marissa. I can't wait to check it out after the show. I guess there's a 10-minute diss track of Eminem that The Game came out with called The Black Slim Shady.
I would be careful about going against M. Everybody.
But it's just amazing that The Game cannot get Eminem out of his head.
Well, and The Game isn't that much of a lyricist, like, on the DL. I'll be honest, dude. Sorry, Game.
So I got to give a big shout out to one of the greatest heavy metal acts of all times. On this day in 1991, Metallica released The Black Album. And we got a great show for everybody that's tuning in live on YouTube because our guest returning on Strike a Chord is Omar Feliciano. You might know him as the founder and vocalist of The Phoenix Within, but he's not coming in to talk about The Phoenix Within. He's actually got his debut solo LP, The House of Aragon, and we're going to be discussing all of his latest singles and so much more. So stick around for that at the halfway mark. And also, don't forget to check out our Off the Fret music podcast, More Music, More Music Talk, featuring Los Angeles pop rock band Animal Sun as we discuss their sophomore LP, Generation Waiting, out now on all audio streaming services. And Marissa, I guess it's time to rock and roll. What's good, listeners? Returning on Strike a Chord from Queens, New York is Omar Feliciano. You might know him as the founder and vocalist of The Phoenix Within, but he is here to not discuss The Phoenix Within. We're going to be discussing his debut solo LP, House of Aragon, live on the Chris College Show, Millennial Talk Show. And before we even jump in with Omar, I want to remind the listening audience that we got a brand new Off the Fret, More Music, More Music Talk podcast featuring Animal Sun, out now wherever you listen to podcasts or on YouTube. And Omar Feliciano, how you doing, my man?
You're muted.
Oh, we got to get your audio up, my friend.
Let me hear those vocals. Let me hear them.
Come on.
Oh, no.
We got you, baby.
Oh, look at that little clean dome over there. Liking it.
Yeah, not too many people can pull off a bald look. And I know that there's a lot of filters on Instagram that want to see me in a bald look. But I'll leave it to Omar to rep it for all of us here today. But let's get it started, baby. Like, I know the debut solo LP is titled House of Aragon. So explain yourself. Like, what's the meaning to this? Are you a big Game of Thrones fan? Like, what the hell's going on?
So actually, Aragon is my mother's maiden name.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah. So we have this expression. It's in Spanish. It's like una promesa de niño. It's a child's promise. So when I was a little kid, I had promised my mom I would buy her a house, and it'd be huge, and we'd have bedrooms for all the pets and my science stuff and my siblings. Far away somewhere.
Yeah. on the other wing, yeah, far away.
The one without the furnaces and stuff. So I never got around to buying her that castle. So you said, I might as well
give you a tribute and name you after my very first solo debut LP. I think that's actually pretty special. And how long have you been working on this new LP?
So this actually, dude, it's been like 3 years in the making, probably. So it started with a few songs that Nick, Nick, the bassist from The Phoenix Within, when him and I were working together initially, we had some songs and, you know, they were acoustic. And then when his other brothers joined the band, I just let him go. We just put him on the back burner and start writing new stuff. And then more recently, we just had a lot of time. So while we're working on new material with The Phoenix Within, I said, let me dive back in here. And I pulled it back in, you know, and
but at what point, Omar, at what point did you know that it might be time to release a solo project?
It was a few things. So my girlfriend, she has this little dog Her name was Punky, and she had her for 17 years. So she's a very senior dog, and then it passed. Something just turned on. And so I started writing. I had to write a song. I had this whole weird week of dreams. I was so totally demolished by that, you know? So I started writing songs, and the first one that came out was a song called Good Grief. And it's basically just, it's a song about pain and just getting through that. At the same time, I had another friend who had lost his father, and a song came out of that as well. It's just a lot of loss during that week. And the song was called Family Anchor. And it just talked, in his case, he lost his father and he looked a lot like his father. So the lyrics just came out from there.
We're going to be playing Family Anchor at one point, but I know the track that we'll be playing first is Mama Calls. But I do want to emphasize that I know that you're talking a lot about grief right now, but the majority of the album is very intimate. I mean, you're talking about systematic racism. I mean, you're looking back on U.S. history. I mean, you're talking about the prison system, human rights, and et cetera. And, you know, we all know you as that kick-ass frontman and founder of the Phoenix Within, but how would you describe your music to fans who are about to hear your solo project for the first time?
I tell them all the same thing. Sit the fuck down. Sit the fuck down and be open-minded.
That is hilarious. And I know Marissa was kind of talking to me behind the scenes. Why don't you ask that question, Marissa?
Because yeah, I thought it was good. I think what, you know, listen to your album and I really enjoyed it. And I think it's because you write and sing for Phoenix Within so much. To me, it sounded so much more, still sounded like the Phoenix Within. Like if you had plugged the Phoenix Within in, like the band members in, right, this could have been another Phoenix Within album, right? Yes. And I think one of the differences that I saw on it was the intimacy factor was much more you with your solo versus the Phoenix Within had more of a rock output.
Yes.
Is that what people, you know, listeners are gonna, was that your intention? To have it be more intimate, more Omar, and less about the band Phoenix Within? Or what was your intention with this solo album?
I wanted it to be my take, my personal take on artistic aspect of being human. Mm-hmm. And that encompasses everything. That encompasses my culture, where I was born, where I was raised, where I came from, what I see. Songs like Mama Calls that, you know, it got triggered from watching a TED talk on somebody talking about the prison system and me thinking back, shit, my sister went through this. Mm. I'm going to write about it. And it just snowballed. And then,
and what did your sister go through?
I'm going to write it. Well, in my case, in our family's case, my sister, you know, she went through a tough patch where she was going in and out with juvie. And then, you know, as an adult, she, you know, went to jail, and my own mother had to go through this whole thing where she had to call in to this third party service where you're paying like $9, maybe a minute.
A minute.
Wow.
I was in jail. It's a minute.
Just to speak to somebody. And, you know, she's the youngest. She was the youngest child. And, you know, we're human. Everybody does whatever they do.
Yeah.
It's life, bro. It's life. But in principle, the system is there to re-educate you, to make you better and let you out, right? And you'll be a better member of society, yada, 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 yada.
And I think that's a great segue because actually the first song that we're about to play right now is called Mama Calls. And I want to give you a huge shout out again because I didn't recognize this immediately, but my artistic director, Jody Mahler, did. And he goes, oh my gosh, that instrumental track that Omar helped us out with the Chris Collins Show for our live countdown video is actually Mama Calls. And who would have thought? And who would have thought? And I was like, holy shit, it really is.
Yeah,
so is. Let's show the listening audience what's good. Let's play that track right now, Marissa. So when you're ready, let's showcase the music video, Mama Calls, live on the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show.
Mama speaks to her child in the dark. She can't pay utilities what they charge for a call. She'd rather spend her life with no lights than another sleepless, restless night, wondering if her kid is safe. They make your license plates. They make your face mask. They make your sanitizer to keep your hands clean. They fight fires in the wild. They pick cotton in the fields. They make billions off of them while they remain caged. Mama speaks and I feel so alive. She lifts my spirits up. She fills me with hope and love. Yeah, when I get out, I promise you change. A brand new me outside this cell. A brand new me outside this hell. They make your license plates. They make your face mask. They make your sanitizer to keep your hands clean. They fight fires in the wild. They pick cotton in the fields. They make billions off of them while they remain caged.
Omar Feliciano, and that is his track Mama Calls, and you can find that on his solo debut LP, House of Aragon. And this is Strike a Chord, where if you physically or digitally pick up that record, you're gonna know these tracks. And Omar, I know the next track that we're about to be playing on Strike a Chord is your track Snap, which is a heavily political song, with the lyrics starting out with another white boy shoots a school, another white cop kills a black man, the war on drugs rigged to jail us and steal our voting rights. So, I mean, it really kind of just smacks you right in the face, like right when the song starts. So what is the message that you want to convey to the listening audience?
You know, dude, I always, I'm a big fan of hip hop, R&B, you know, and the thing I love about hip hop and rap is that there's no fucking pussyfooting. There's no, you just fucking say what you want. And that's that, you know. And one of the things that drove me to rock, you know, punk rock or whatever you want to fucking call it, rock and roll, is say it. Just say it. What does it feel? What are you saying? You know, what are you trying to get through? And this was just straight up. This was a cluster of influences. There's a book called The Prison Industry by an organization called Worth Rises. It was a few things. I had just finished reading a book called The Burning. I finished reading a book called A Problem from Hell by Samantha Powers.
You have read some thick books and heavy. Those are heavy subjects. I mean, it's cool. It's great, but wow.
Are you doing a mix of
back on
too?
COVID reading. We're back on COVID reading. Okay, those are thick.
But I know there's a point in the pre-chorus where you put it, how long till we snap? So how long do we snap?
I don't know. And again, it's not like I'm just saying it. I'm just telling you, like, hey, this is, I'm just reporting it. I'm technically, I didn't say anything new. I'm just saying exactly what, you know, what's happening. There's technically no stance. I'm just asking a question. The song is there just to pose a question. If all that stuff is happening, how long till the individual snaps?
Absolutely, Omar. And I know the midterm elections are coming up in the next couple of months. And what's at stake that's important to you this upcoming election? Is that the moment where we should all snap and get out to vote, or is it beyond the voting?
We gotta vote. We gotta be, you know, just do what's right. Just do what's right. That's all.
And do you believe millennials will be the generation that stops becoming the punching bag to injustice, or are we just kind of allowing it to continue?
Well, you know, there's another song on the album called History Repeaters.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of sad, you know, like I think that, you know, the human race as a whole just has a lot to embrace, a lot, has a long way to go, bro. We're having conversations on shit that, books
should have been left in the 60s or
have been made every year.
Yeah. Well, what do you say? And what do you say?
In the 60s and 70s.
So what do you say to the millennials who are disenfranchised with voting? I mean, it's like, I vote, but I'm disenfranchised.
That's a great question.
I personally believe I have more of a say in my local politics than my on our federal level. There are times I feel like my vote is a waste, that it doesn't matter what I vote. Right. And I vote, and I literally feel like my vote means nothing.
Well, it's like that classic.
So what do you say to someone like, you know, who doesn't vote and feels that way? Like, what do you say to that millennial to get them to go out and make that change?
Honestly, it's almost like it doesn't matter what you say. It's as scary as that sounds. It doesn't matter. It has to do with education. It has to do with you learning that things take time, and eventually things have to change.
Yeah. And you talk about education because you're educated, Omar. But then what about when our education costs $100,000, $50,000, and you're not getting out of the classroom with that, right? So when do we stop that? When does that fallacy happen, right? Because I'm with you. Education is huge. Yeah. I believe in education. Right?
I think I got the quick answer to it. I mean, we all love the late, great George Carlin, but I think literally people are taking his stand-up a little too literal. We're like, your vote doesn't matter, and that's why I don't vote. I feel like there's a millennial and Gen Z audience that just feels like these politicians, this president, maybe the past president, they don't relate to me. And anytime I vote, I probably am not going to get anything that I want to answer.
We need better candidates.
Better candidates.
Period.
Yeah.
So
we need education, and everything starts with grassroots. Everything starts from somewhere. You know what I mean? But I think it matters. Like, dude, I've been playing these songs live. You know. I released this album just last week.
Yeah.
And I've been on the road just going out there playing 5 songs max, because I don't know what people can tolerate. I don't know how long it'll be until they're like, get the fuck off the stage. And I'm like, bring it, bitch.
That's a terrible feeling to have. But it's because they're heavy topics. And, you know, I want to do some justice for you, though, Omar, because, you know, I want to be able to play this track in full. So you're about to hear a song that is off of the album House of Aragon. This track's called Snap, live on the Chris College Show Millennial Talk Show.
Another white boy shoots a school. Another white cop kills a black man. The war on drugs rigged to jail us and steal our voting rights.
Your prison's a business.
When racists and bigots transcribe your laws, that translates to state we the people are in us. But I'll stay real calm with this gun to my face. You line up your pockets with our blood and our on our soil and our backs. You don't pay our taxes, you don't help our poor, and damage our ways with your proxy wars. You power corruption so violence takes hold, and when we flee for our lives, you turn us away. it's heavy, I feel it, this trauma is real, it's heavy, I feel it, this trauma is real, it's heavy, I feel it.
Yeah, that's what's good. That is Snap, and that is from Omar Feliciano. You can check that out on his brand new solo debut LP, House of Aragon. And I can't let you slide with that last comment you said before we played Snap, but what do you mean by saying you got a five-song list and you feel fearful to even play these songs? What, because you feel like a young audience is going to get triggered by the music you're playing?
Well, I just don't know how people will take it. It's just that straight up.
Well, obviously, you're only like a couple weeks out, but like from the first couple of shows, you feel like people are kind of turning their heads.
I had
really.
I'll tell you this much. I'll put it like this. I literally had people tell me, "Don't play those songs.
Why?
Play this, dude?
Why? Because it doesn't fit their political agenda. I mean, I don't understand that. I mean, you are a musician.
The punk rocker in me, the punk rocker and the artist in me is like, go fuck yourself."
Exactly.
Yeah, I think they're tying
I'm gonna
you.
Do exactly what I'm going to do, and that's that. This is the form. This is the art.
Because you know the song that we're about to play is "Family Anchor," and you play that song, and you're like, "Hey, bro, that's pulling on my heartstrings a little bit too much."
That one is fine, but songs like "History Repeaters,"
right?
Songs like "Snap," you know, where in the first couple of phrases, it's not. I'm not using any figurative language. I'm not trying to paint it. It's just, this is the fact, this is the song. And as you know, I even try to color it, like the chords that I was playing it, giving it like that kind of like 70s hippie vibe at first, you know, where it's just like, you know, a little, and then it starts going to that punk thing, but like the message is still the message. I wasn't trying to wash it down.
Do you think it's because people associate you with the Phoenix Within, and that's really not that? Phoenix Within doesn't have that hardcore of a message. You guys have messages, don't get me wrong,
yeah.
But not that much in your face. Do you think the pushback is because they see you as the Phoenix Within and are afraid that's going to hurt the Phoenix Within?
For sure. That's definitely one of the factors for people that work within the team of the Phoenix Within, for sure. That they're just like, I don't want to be associated with this. That's you. And again, that kind of helped me also hone in to say, I'm going to release a solo project. This is everything intimate. This is it. I'm putting it all out, and I'm going to put it.
I'm only kind of giggling right now, Omar, because this kind of reminds me of like Rage Against the Machine coming back, doing their reunion tour, and you got all these like
they just canceled some of those dates. Yeah.
Yeah, but they had like new conservatives coming out going, I can't believe they're so political. And it's like, they've always been political. What are you talking about? You're now just catching on. But we do want to leave it. Always, right?
Sometimes so, I hear people play riffs and I'm like, do you know what they're singing about? Like,
right.
Do you even pay attention?
Never. I know, right? So, but hey, let's indulge the listening audience right now. I love this song. It really pulls at your heart. It's a beautiful track about someone who has lost somebody that you truly love. And let's let the music speak for itself. This is Omar Feliciano, and this is his track, Family Anchor, live on Strike a Chord.
I know I swore I wouldn't cry, but tonight's the first time in a while. You know that birthdays can be hard. I make two drinks but pour one out. I say your name and without doubt, I feel your love all around. From you I learned that friends were family, and your family, they mean everything. I've got your eyes, I've got your smile. So they say they see your face in mine. I gotta say that fills my whole heart with pride, 'cause you were better than I. You were so generous and kind, so quick to give your peace of mind. Our family anchor sadly gone. Now I'd give anything to hug and tell you that I love you. I will miss you always. I've got your eyes, I've got your smile. So they say they see you.
Such a beautiful track. You can find Family Acre Anchor on Omar Feliciano's solo debut LP, House of Aragon. And congrats on the release. You can find that on all audio streaming services. And Omar, we got to follow you on social media, right? I know you're on Twitter on Music by Omar. You can follow The Phoenix Within as well. Got to give him a huge shout out. And Omar, can't thank you enough for joining Strike a Chord on the Chris College Show. Millennial
Talk
Show.
Thank you, as always.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, always, fam. And keep in touch, brother. Love to hear more from you. All right. Bye, guys. Peace.
Be safe, guys.
Always. Appreciate it, brother. And, you know, we want to give another huge shout out again to the founder and frontman of The Phoenix Within. That is Omar Feliciano. Go ahead and check out his solo debut LP, House of Aragon, out now wherever you listen to music. And, you know, you guys are just going to have to wait until next week to know who next week's guest is, because, you know, right now, I'm going to start getting ready for the birthday celebration, because my birthday's tomorrow. You know, we don't have to say the age. No, just kidding. I'm going to be 29. I'm excited for it. I'm actually going to go see Rob Zombie and Mudvayne tonight at the Irvine Amphitheater. So if you guys are there, come and say hi. Come and say what's good.
Love me some Rob Zombie.
But since I don't have a Just Talking guest or Strike a Chord to hype you guys up on, I do want to let you guys know that Anson Lee, he's going to be joining us for our next Off the Fret More Music Talk podcast. But you can also check out Animal Son right now on our YouTube channel. And if you like what you're listening to, go to thechriscollinsshow.com and become a member today and get that free CCS t-shirt. For now, enjoy the weekend. Put on a lot of sunscreen and buy a bottle of aloe vera. I don't know. Don't turn into that strawberry shortcake. Be the lemon cake. See you next week, fam. Peace. What's good, party people? Chris Collins Show presents Music Storm 2022, hosted by Chris Collins and Marissa Pitts, featuring Royals. There's got to be a better way. Hurricane Highway. Cannibal Kids. Amanda Cooksey. Astoria State. Kid Dad. Resounding. Sleep Cycles. Avenues. Freckles. Weather Worn. Just True. Sophia Marie. Music Storm 2022. Available on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. Peace. Our brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
I love it. It's more time to chat.
Hello.
You would look so jazzy.
I love your outfit.
How far would you go to start playing live music again?
This slaps harder than my ex when she got her stimulus check. So,
are you here to bring the sexual healing with your music? Called Everything is Everything, and I guarantee you're going to hear this song in the future. I love the flow, man. Politically charged album. So, if you get easily offended, this might not be the album for you. Brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
So excited.
Has Kim Kardashian accidentally sent you a coochie shot?
Do you want to stay there? It's completely your choice. Or you want to...
I feel you. And you know what? I love Off the Fret. More music talk. Peace. What's good? I'm Chris from the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show, featuring Cannibal Kids, a Miami indie alternative rock band known for urban exploration and sipping mojitos in the Florida sun. With new music in the horizon, join Off the Fret. More music, more music talk.